This is another interview from ABC Riverina. You're listening to Spaced Out, Astronomy News with Dave Renicky and Anne Delaney. How are you this morning, Dave?
Good morning, Anne. Great skies. Good weather.
We've got a lot of clouds, so we might have to sort that out a little bit later.
Oh, so it's cloudy down your way.
It is very cloudy down our way. We've had a bit of drizzle, so we can't see the stars at the moment, but one thing that's fascinated me looking at cultures all across the globe, because you know that you and I both, we love astronomy, and that's to go through history and see all the different cultures and how over the various millennia they've had their own constellations and their own stellar stories. Mm. And Australian Aboriginal astronomers, the earliest in the world.
You betcha. I mean, you ask anyone, the general public, anyone, who's the earliest astronomers, the oldest astronomers? Someone would say Galileo. People might say, Copernicus. Could even go back to the Greeks, but hey, look at this. The Australian Aborigines, there's a group of boulders we've found in Victoria, and they've been arranged in such a way that they resemble similar things to what we see with Stonehenge and also connection with the pyramids. Now, this is a group of tribe called the Wurdi Yurang tribe. They're from Victoria there. Look, the stones predate what we see in Stonehenge. And the consensus seems to be that the way that these stones are arranged, they're set in respect of the sun's position. And that's at the solstice that suggests some of the research that we found to suggest the Aborigines had a pretty good knowledge, an advanced knowledge of the early parts of the movements of the night sky. And these stones point directly to the position on the horizon where the sun sets, and at the summer and winter solstice, so the longest and shortest day of the year. They acknowledged that, and they knew that, so they ordered their life that way, and so did all the ancient cultures around the world. The harvest moon in the northern hemisphere, this is when they harvest. Look, human beings have ordered their life by the position of the stars and the planets and the moon for, gosh knows, millennia, who knows, long, long time. But we go back and we see these ancient races and we can trace them back to a certain point in time. But boy, this group of people here, this ring of waist-high boulders, if the archaeologists are right and the other researchers are right, stories of the Dreamtime fit with it, it would seem that the Australian Aborigines and would be the world's oldest astronomers. In fact, they predate not only Stonehenge, but we can trace it back to, get this, probably around 25,000 years ago.
Gee, I tell you what, that makes the pyramids appear just babies.
Well, it does. But we know astronomy is the oldest science in the world. I made a really big faux pas one day. I had a group of people in a public meeting and I said to them, look, astronomy is the oldest profession. I got a few gasps from some of the older ladies in the audience.
I bet you did, especially when we know that, Dave, you're one of those people who've been participating in the oldest profession in the world for a very long time. Now, looking at that, though, I know that for particularly Western communities, we've looked at constellations built around what we currently know as the zodiac, that we have those various. But other cultures have other symbols that they make up with the constellations. It helps them make sense of the patterns they see in the sky. What are some of the shapes and constellations that we see recognised in Indigenous culture in Australia?
Well, that's a good point. You know, and just backtrack just a second there. In New Zealand, the Maori have some interesting connotations with the Pleiades, the seven sisters there. It's their Matariki. They have certain in their history, their prehistory. But look, some of the stories of the Dreamtime are great. I like to get people outside under the night sky. One of them I point to is our Southern Cross. People from the Northern Hemisphere say the same thing. Show us the Southern Cross. They've not seen it. You can't see it. Well, I just got a peep of it in Florida, just above the horizon. But one of the tribes I think it's one of the Northern Territory tribes, they believe that the Southern Cross was once a stingray, a giant stingray, because you turn it on its side, and it does have that familiar kite-type stingray shape. And the two stars that point to it...
Oh, the pointers.
Sorry?
The pointers.
The pointers, yeah. They were two sharks that chased the stingray out of the sky. Another one I like, too, the Milky Way, it's folkloric. Astronomy is so steeped in tradition. One of the tribes there say that the Milky Way, when you look at the Milky Way at night time, when you're away from the city, you see that milkiness there. It definitely has that. The stars there are all campfires. They're campfires lit by their ancestors to light the way for those to come. And the milky part of that Milky Way, the gas clouds up there, all smoke from those campfires. The one I probably liked the best, this only happened to me a few days ago, there was a very, very bad argument one night between an Aboriginal woman and her hubby. Now, she got so incensed with him. She was so cranky with this guy. I don't know what he did, but it must have been something pretty bad. In Aboriginal folklore, this is how the moon came to be, and you're going to like this. She grabbed a big emu egg and she threw it at him,